Cape Town's waterfront park, a typical sunny afternoon. Boys play soccer while girls giggle on the sidelines.
We're just sitting here watching them, and when they finish playing, they'll talk to us and we'll talk to them.
Nothing wrong with talking, but it's illegal to go much farther. No kissing or sexual touching under age 16. Teens say the new law doesn't make much sense.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Bad, because no one's going to listen. Adults will think it's good for the youngsters, but the youngsters will think it's bad.
Teenage experimentation was one of the most contentious issues when South Africa rewrote its sexual offenses law. The country has one of the highest rates of rape in the world, and the new law toughens penalties for many types of sexual assault. It also criminalizes the sexual exploitation of women and children. But some also saw the legislation as a way to protect children against HIV and AIDS. Stephen Swart of the African Christian Democratic Party sits on Parliament's Justice Committee.
We've got a very high level of HIV/AIDS. Can we, in good conscience, allow children, and in fact encourage sexual experimentation for children who do not have the cognitive development to understand the consequences of child-to-child sex, and in fact that it is a death sentence?
Swart says not all offenders are adults.
We will not tolerate teenage, under the age of 16, predators that are intimidating younger girls to have sex with them and manipulating them to give consent.
The fact that the law also prohibits youthful kissing is seen by Swart as a technicality. He says it wasn't Parliament's intent to turn officers into teen sex police. He says the provision would be used in extreme conditions only. That explanation does not satisfy critics, like therapist Marlene Wasserman.
It's kind of scary for me because it's like, who decides the conditions? I just don't like sexual behavior being regulated and monitored and controlled by law. And there is a tendency to feel terrified right now.
Wasserman counsels patients with sexual problems and advises teenagers on a weekly talk radio show. She says prohibiting light sexual activity for teens could do more harm than good by tempting parents to file complaints against boyfriends or girlfriends they don't like.
That's the backlash that can happen. And sexuality for teenagers, which is an absolutely normative behavior, will go underground and it will become seen as perverted and perverse and negative. And it's just so dysfunctional, so bad.
Wasserman hopes the new law prompts parents to educate children about the types of physical contact that are appropriate for their age. Back at the park, the new law has teens talking. One of the boys playing soccer says a ban on kissing is okay.
I think that's appropriate, because nowadays children are grown up too fast.
But one of the girls is worried that authorities could harass her.
Now all of a sudden that there's this new law, they mustn't keep on watching you. If you're with a boy, they mustn't keep on watching you. If they see you, wait, there's a girl and a boy, let's just watch them.
Lawmaker Stephen Swart says there's a lot of debate about the new legislation, but he says that's good if it prompts teens to cool it. For The World, I'm Terry Fitzpatrick in Cape Town, South Africa.